Incoming transmission.
KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco.
Are you ready?
Jumped out of bed.
Coffee, please.
I love Fernando and Gray.
When the morning comes.
Fernando and Gray.
Wake up
now.
Are you gonna wake up in the morning?
We love Fernando and Gray.
They're hilarious.
That's how you start out the morning every day. You gotta start out with that.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Let's go.
99.7 Now's Fernando and Gray.
Hey.
I know we've been asking for an official show intro, and we finally got one. It's been on our daily sheet.
Gotta be shady. I just want to say thank you to Chad for giving us this intro.
No, I'm ashamed.
I don't want to be. I just want to say thank you to Chad.
Mm-hmm. All right,
it was so good. I felt like I was at Poptopia again. They were counting down for us.
I know. It was so cool.
Listen, I know we're just gonna like do the show intro like at this time every day. I think we should play it every hour.
Oh yeah. No.
Just reintroduce the show again.
It's a lot.
And eight.
Okay. Another bad idea.
Yeah, why don't you play it like 10?
Maybe I'll play it.
Because that's not the Fernando and Greg show.
Yeah, maybe I'll play it at 9 for the people who didn't wake up.
It's nice to have a show intro. Let's play it when we're supposed to play it.
Yeah.
Thank Chad.
So good.
We appreciate your hard work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And make sure you play for Chad, Fernando Shade.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hi, Chad. No, really, I do like it. I like it so much, I do want to play it.
Every single hour.
That's how good it is, because he's pretty freaking awesome. All right, well, good morning. Welcome, Fernando and Greg Faithful, kicking off the day. And it is a big day. It is Thursday. You know there's a love trap coming up later on this morning. We're also paying your bills all day. First name is coming up in 15 minutes. And then that's definitely something we're going to do all day long today on the 20s.
Of course, we got the love trap. That'll be blowing up. And speaking of blowing up, oh, my God. Yesterday, they've done it again. PG&E has risked all of our lives yet again, this time in the city of San Francisco. Now, thank God no one was hurt yesterday from this explosion off Geary Street, but an absolutely unbelievable scene in the city of San Francisco. I'm sure you saw it. It even got my father's attention. Shandy, you have the message my dad left me.
Pop,
left me
up,
this,
please.
He left me this like at 9 o'clock at night when I was asleep.
Well, how close were you to the fire in downtown San Francisco? I think it was a restaurant.
That's it?
No hello, no goodbye.
Oh. Huh.
He just gets right into the meat of it.
Look at that.
I love it. He should work in radio.
I know.
That's true. You got to get right into the meat of it.
No messing around there. No, it is funny. Like, my friend in New Jersey texted me, too. She's like, are you okay? I heard there's a fire in San Francisco. I'm like, I haven't even heard about this fire yet.
Just a fire. I mean, an explosion.
Yeah.
I mean, and thank God nobody. I can't believe. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was killed. I know there were a lot of displaced people that lived in that area. They had to be taken. I think one of the churches took some people, and there were some other people. But obviously, we've been having really cold temperatures out there. So obviously, the gas was off in that area. So that was a major thing, that people were going to be without heat in that area,
mm-hmm.
without electricity in some parts of that area. But fortunately, nobody was hurt. But what a crazy scene. Thank you, PG&E, always lighting up the skies.
And SF Fire Department.
Well, I'm being sarcastic. Thank you, PG&E.
Oh, never mind.
No, really, thank you to SF Fire Department. I'm being sarcastic. I mean, it is, again, no wonder this company is filing bankruptcy.
Oh, they are? They get hella money.
No, but they're going to hella pay out after these wildfires in Northern California that they caused and this. I mean, geez, the San Bruno thing a few years ago.
Yeah.
Do you know how much money they've had to pay out?
They need to put their money and fix the stuff.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
There you go, Shan.
Okay.
Yes, they did.
There you go.
You know, I was complaining because there was no parking on my street for months because PG&E was retrofitting like a lot of pipes and stuff. This was years ago. And I couldn't park anywhere. I would have to park streets away to go there. But you know what? I shouldn't have been complaining. Thank God they came in and actually did those, so I don't have any explosions on my street.
Mm.
At least not yet.
What a crazy day yesterday. And like that, if you watch the video, oh my gosh, it's like they said there was like 3-story high flames, and like hundreds of people came out just to watch because it was just like something you probably will only see once in your life if you got to see
it yesterday. I could see it on TV. I didn't need to get close.
Yeah,
those people are dumb. You could see it right there on the TV.
If you're in the neighborhood, I'm sure you're just like, oh my God.
That poor lady on Channel 5, her blonde hair was singed.
Yeah.
See, I'm serious, girl.
And it wasn't from the bleach.
I think that was Julie Watts. I'm like, Julie, step away from me. I know you're trying to get the story, but walk a couple, you know, steps away. She got close.
Uh-huh.
All right, honey. And then moving on. Yesterday, I was sharing a little family secret that I found out a while back that when I saw 23andMe in the store, I thought, okay, I'm going to grab this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to find out. I found out from my sister a while back that my mom was having an affair at the time that I was born. And the story was that maybe I am not my dad's son. So I don't really believe it, but, you know, there's always that sort of like that little piece of like that kind of
doubt. More poets are still doing shows.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. We could do that. But, yeah, sadly, my dad's not around anymore to get the
DNA.
You don't
need your dad. Get Roger.
Oh.
Well, see, now I got to find out who he is, first
Roger.
Of all. So, yeah, that was the name of the guy my mom was with back in those days. So, anyway, I'm still waiting for the results of the DNA, but you guys had some amazing stories about what you found out, or maybe people that you know found out when you did a 23andMe or Ancestry.com. So what did you find out? Because I know those were pretty popular, especially over the holidays. They were pretty much everywhere, and a lot of people gave those type of things as gifts. As well.
Why is our fire thing coming?
I don't know.
If you read your email.
I didn't get that email.
Jazzy sent you an email.
Oh,
everybody
right.
on the staff.
Well, as long as they're not telling us to get out.
I know. I'm like, just talking about this fire.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Yes. As I was saying a little bit earlier, I'm doing a 23andMe just to find out if there's any sort of weirdness or something I did not know about in my family tree or my genealogy after finding out that my mom was shacking up with somebody else back in the day when I was born, about that time. But a lot of you have found out some crazy things as well when you've done these DNA tests at 888-456-9970. Angel, there was something kind of peculiar going on. I believe it was an uncle for you that did the 23andMe. That's right?
So we did 23andMe and then we followed up with a DNA test.
Okay.
So basically my grandmother had 8 children. And then the 2 last children, my auntie and my uncle, there was like some differences, I guess, in their facial structure. So my uncle, you know, being curious like you were, did the ancestry test and found out that he was part Latino.
Okay.
But we're all full Filipino. So we're like, oh, well, you know, Philippines got, you know,
that's
not too far-fetched.
You know, not too far-fetched. But I guess the father kid did the ancestry. You know how you can compare to people.
Yeah, somebody else did it.
Did the test too, and then he reached out to them and basically found out that, you know, his father wasn't my grandfather. So we did a DNA test with my grandfather and him, and they weren't a match.
Your grandfather did not know he was not the father?
No, my grandfather did not know.
Whoa.
Wow.
So
how'd that go over?
We found this out a year ago. So it's still, like, pretty fresh in our family. So my uncle met his other side.
Wait, is the grandmother still alive?
Yeah. Where's that Bonita now?
Yeah, she's still alive.
Are they together?
No, my grandfather and her are not together.
Okay, great.
That's the only good thing.
Yeah, like, apparently their relationship already came to an end well before this. Okay.
They were not together. They've been separated for a while.
So let me ask you this. When they confronted the grandmother, what happened?
Well, it was like an intervention, practically. We all came. We all said it was like a party. We all came down. You know, us Filipinos, we do it big.
Yeah. Hi, here's some lumpia. You're not my... Yeah. He's not my dad. What's going on, Grandma?
Pretty much. We try to cover it with food. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Filipinos try to cover it food. White people try to cover it with alcohol. I know. I got you.
Perfect. So my grandma confessed that she did have an affair with... At the time, she was working at the hotel, the same hotel my grandfather worked at, because it's a small, you know, area. So I guess back in the day, had the same job. So she was a waitress, and she slept with the busboy.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. A woman should always sleep up, not down.
Yeah.
Especially if you're getting pregnant.
You know, we always say, like, women always get away with cheating. Now, these DNA tests are going to ruin all of that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to look into this, everyone's telling you, be prepared, because these things can ruin family. Like, it's really
is there anybody
right
that's so mad at your grandma they're not talking to her?
Yeah, 4 of her children are not talking to her right now.
I think that's bad.
Well, because it's like their whole life they thought my uncle was.
Oh, I know.
You know,
they should still think that. These stupid DNA tests.
And they do, but it's like you know, how could you basically tear this family apart?
Thank you very much, Angel.
Dude, that's bad. That's a bad thing.
It's strange. It's getting to the point now.
Really, already way down in your life. Everything was great in your life. You think your mom and dad is your mom and dad. And then because you decided to do this DNA test.
You're going to find you have hella brothers and sisters.
When you were
and
perfectly
they're going to come
happy.
For your money.
You were perfectly happy. Everybody was happy. And then
careful
you destroyed
Fernando.
It by
it
doing
it. It really
this.
Is to a point where, like, you really cannot hide anything.
I think it's great. Well, yeah. I think it's great if you were adopted and you want to find your birth parents or, you know, there's something there and you know it. But just randomly to find something like that out, that just destroyed this whole family.
Well, I mean,
for
I
no reason.
For me, I think I'm ready to handle whatever, if there's anything. And I don't even believe anything's really going
to
be all that crazy.
You're just trying to see if Roger has some money.
There you go.
Isaac had it right.
Hey,
you're trying to get back child support from Roger.
What if Roger became, like, really successful? Who knows? He might have, like, left a whole big old pot of money. I highly doubt it.
Get it.
Anyway, Jennifer's on the line. What did you find out when you did one of these DNA tests?
Yeah, so basically, I grew up in Boston. I just recently moved to the Bay Area. And for Father's Day, I bought my dad a 23andMe kit because he's super into genealogy, and I thought he'd find it super cool. And when I went home for Christmas, he hadn't done it yet. So I was kind of like, what the hell, Dad? Like, I spent a lot of money on that. And so he was like, come on, let's go for a ride. And he told me that he was really promiscuous in his teens and 20s, and that I have several brothers and sisters that I never met. And so the punchline is that I'm living in the Bay Area. One of them potentially lives in Sacramento. So I'm trying to figure out whether or not I should connect with him.
Wow. So did he finally did the test then?
Yeah, so he ended up doing it and didn't connect with anyone. But he says that he thinks he has lots of siblings. I have lots of siblings.
Yeah, just because he didn't connect with anybody doesn't mean they're not out there because they might not be in the system.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. You know, I wonder, like, what sort of lie these guys might have had. Like, if they know that their father was kind of just a one-night stand, or if they had a man raise them. Like, I just wonder, you know?
Right. Have you done, like, with this one that's in Sacramento, like, do you have a name? Did you do, like, sort of the Facebook search and see what they're like?
Yeah, I did. I found him on Facebook, and he looks like my dad.
Oh, wow. Do you really want to connect? Do you think it'll be a good thing?
I don't know if it's a decision for me to make, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what his life is like, if I'd be, like, totally disrupting his life. Like, maybe he doesn't want to know.
Yeah, a friend of mine, she connected with, I don't know, somebody in her family, and they said, please don't contact me again. Please don't. Like, they sent a Facebook as she was trying to contact, and they talked to her at first, and then after a couple weeks, they were like, look, I don't want to deal with this. Don't contact me anymore. I don't want nothing to do with you.
I would imagine it's not for everybody.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I thought about maybe sending him a message just saying, like, hey, I think you might be my father's son, but, you know, I don't know. It could just, like, totally disrupt his life.
Yeah, that's a hard decision, girl. Tread lightly.
Yeah.
All
thanks,
right.
Guys.
Thanks for all the calls, everybody.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
But first, Michael B. Jordan revealing to Oprah Winfrey that the role of Eric Killmonger in Black Panther required him to go to therapy after it was completed. He sat down with Oprah for a Super Soul conversation.
I noticed she's getting all these big interviews lately. Get your ass back on network TV where people will watch you. Mm-hmm. Just start the Oprah Winfrey show again.
That's
can
too much
please?
Work for her.
I know. Yeah, no, it wasn't.
This
it was too much
so
work
easy.
For that Sandra or Shelley or Sarah or whatever her producer's
producer.
Name. She did all that work.
But and then she got, like, this team of people.
Let me tell you something. I watched the last season, and they did, like, a behind-the-scenes. I think it was on OWN. Like, behind-the-scenes of the last thing. And Oprah just walk in there, take her shoes off, and she's like this. I wish I could be like this. So, Wendy, what you got? Okay. What's the next show, Sarah? Sal. Did you do your work today? Like, that was Oprah last
time. Did you do your work
today? Great. It was great.
And then she like,
where's my salad? And did somebody take my dog, Sadie, out for a walk today?
Oh, my
like,
God.
I'm
that
not
was somebody's
you.
Job.
That was her job?
That was somebody's job to take her dog out to poop.
Damn.
Yes,
and
girl.
This was in Chicago, so it was cold. Really
Listen,
cold.
That ain't hard work, yelling and bossing people around.
So Michael B. Guess Jordan talking to Oprah saying he had to go deep into his emotions and churn up the pain pain and the rage that he had inside him to play this role right. So when he was done, he said, I just went to sit with a therapist. It really helped him out a lot.
Ridiculous as this sounds, I actually was thinking about Heath Ledger after he played the Joker.
Uh-huh.
And then how he ended up really, people said he ended up messed up from playing that role. And it wasn't very long after that he ended up, you know, overdosing on pills.
Yeah.
And he was trying to escape from the demons he brought up. I mean, he obviously had other demons, but a lot of the demons he brought up playing the Joker. So.
Many actors have said in the past, like, it's tough. Like, if you're going to play a bad guy really good, then you got to come up with, like, some sort of motivation as to why you're so evil, why you're so angry.
You'd be good at this, Greg.
Thank you.
You'd be a great villain.
Yeah. I'm available. I'm here.
The White Panther.
What would be the outfit for that chair?
You
gotta be careful.
Like a white spandexy.
Spandexy?
Oh, come
on.
What is this, the 80s?
I mean, he kind of wore
I guess you are working with a 99.7 Now budget.
That's
so,
what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, you'll put me in a white leotard?
The white 99.7 Now shirt. Right. I'm a white out the 99.7.
And right in white pants.
Yeah, white pants.
It's gonna be a dollar store costume.
I can keep the W in
I like
now.
Shan, start working on the screenplay for me.
Yeah. He also says that men, but especially African-American men, get a lot of flack for going to therapy. Everybody should just go talk and unpack. It's cool. It's all right. Don't worry about the flack that you might get from your friends.
You also don't have to tell everybody.
Well,
and don't worry about that. You don't have to tell your friends.
See, that's the thing. When you go and talk to Oprah, that's what Oprah wants to talk about. Like, she wants to talk about, how did you, overcome all these feelings and rise to the top and live your best life despite all this stuff going on in your life.
You know what? You know how she lives her best life? Because she got $1 billion.
Yeah, it helps, I'm
and
sure.
And she got people. I love on her shows, like she does those little videos on Instagram and stuff. She act like she cooking on these little these healthy meals. She's showing you how to. Meanwhile, you know that somebody else is really cooking her meal.
Uh-huh.
But she acting like, okay, now let me take over for the video. You move out the way. Now you go in the other room. Oh, just me and the cat. Okay. Oh, some snow peas. You throw them right in. Oh, look at that. Voila, we're done. Meanwhile, this other girl has already chopped up all the vegetables. She already bought the salmon for you. She picked the garden. She did all that stuff. And then you come in and act like a hero.
Right. We were talking about this too, though, because, like, you know, about how Oprah got everything. But I mean, it doesn't mean that, like, in the middle of the night, right? If she wanted to go to, like, some all night drive through. Like,
she sends her butler to go.
She doesn't need to do that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but if she's telling everybody, I'm trying to lose weight, she's not going to go tell other people to do stuff. She's going to try to sneak out and do
it. She's got,
at least that's how I would do
it, a drive-through in her refrigerator. So she doesn't need to go to
a lock on drive-through. Lock on that refrigerator. Award shows not as exciting or interesting as they used to be, but at least we can get excited when our favorites are performing on the show. If your favorite is Ariana Grande, I'm sorry. Ariana was angered by the producers who wanted her to sing one of the songs from her album Sweetener that she's nominated for. She wants to do her current number one song, Seven Rings. They said, okay, you can do Seven Rings, but we want you to do a second song. And then when she found out what the second one was, which we don't know, she said, that's insulting. I would never do that. I don't want to do that song. I'm not even coming to the Grammys
anymore.
Well,
then why'd you put it on your album if you don't like it?
And that's the thing. We don't know what the song was. Was it something from her album? Was it like something completely like kind of left field or different? Maybe they wanted to do her tribute or something. Who knows? Anyway, it got her so angry that she is not even going to appear
maybe
at the Grammys.
Maybe she's the one who needs therapy.
Maybe she needs to go and unpack. I don't know. Sounds a little much.
I think she should take some time off. I would be a very agreeable.
Stressful time.
I'd be agreeable for her to take lots of time off.
And that's your Dirty on the 30.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, people are going to go crazy February 18th through the 20th when Barack Obama comes to town and teams up with Steph Curry and John Legend. That's three good looking men right there. Mm. John Legend is just sculpted and beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh.
And his voice just makes him even more sexy.
Yeah, he really is sexy. They're all sexy and they'll all be here February 18th to the 20th. That'll be the first ever My Brother's Keeper Alliance National Convention. That is a part of Barack Obama's organization that he created, the Obama Foundation. MBK Rising will celebrate the achievements of organizations and communities that are leading the way to reduce youth violence, And also a growing impact mentorship program. So all the invitations have gone out. This is an invitation only. Anybody in here get an invitation?
No. Not that I saw.
Have y'all done anything to help at-risk youth?
Yes.
What?
Through my Mama Berry's Foundation.
Well, this is for young men.
Oh, no, not young men. Young women.
Okay. Well, you can have your event with Aisha.
Aisha, I need to team up with her. There you go.
Aisha, right. Are you listening this morning? Call Shane. Y'all can do this.
We featured Armand Carr, a co-worker who's helping out young kids.
No, did you get an invitation?
No. Armand, what's up?
Maybe Armand got an invitation.
I know. He should. He deserves it.
That's well, if you didn't get an invitation, you can still live stream the event at Obama.org. The event coincides with the fifth anniversary of the initial launch of My Brother's Keeper, which was started by President Obama after the death of Trayvon Martin. So good things happening in Oakland. Oakland, if you did get an invitation, we'd love to hear from you and see if you are excited about going to the event. Somebody not excited right now, Kevin Durant. He has had it with the media. Now, the Warriors had 3 days off to rest up, and it showed last night. They destroyed the Spurs by 40 points. But all is not perfect. Kevin Durant. Durant is so annoyed with the media speculating if he is going to leave the team. Kevin says, I'm tired of you guys writing these stories, asking these questions, riling people up. Enough is enough.
I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches. You rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Grow up. Yeah, you grow up. Come on, bro.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Grow up.
Grow up. I'm just trying to play basketball. All he wants to do, but all everybody else wants to do is ask him, well, what are you going to do after the season? I agree with him. How about you let us get through the season and get us another championship, and then we'll worry about the Knicks later. Mm. And guess what? I think he's earned to do whatever he wants to do because he kind of has come in, put his head down, won a couple championships, and is hopefully going to win a third. So leave the man alone. Bruh.
He flashed. I've never seen KD.
But he was
do
so
that.
Chill when he did it.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're in trouble.
Uh-huh. You know that guy, that media guy was probably like, ooh.
Oh, damn.
There was more, too. We'll play more later. He didn't just stop there.
See, they should have just stuck to the questions I was asking the Warriors. They love my questions.
What did you ask them?
I said, can you turn a hoe into a housewife?
That's all I got for Sassy Sports.
They loved it.
I know. Aren't
you banned from there?
I'm banned from going, but all the players were like, thank you for bringing joy and laughter because we get the same.
Can you imagine?
There, stupid he's questions
like,
every day.
Any other questions? Excuse me. Can you turn a hoe into a housewife? He's like, you know what? Thank you for asking me that question.
It's funny.
Finally, something I really want to answer.
Yeah.
And then you could be like, I meant in New York. Could you do it in New York?
He got salty in like half a second.
So I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.